candidates for Haines Assembly and mayor pitch themselves as peacemakers ready to heal division in the community at a forum Wednesday, but they expressed divergent views on issues like protection for the Chilkat River and police service expansion. Haines' recent recall election actually seems to have motivated political involvement. The first forum leading up to the October 3rd election was hosted by Upper Valley residents at the former Mosquito Lake School. Chuck Mittman asked this question.
So one of my fears is that now that the recall is over, that some folks are going to look at their neighbors and friends instead of just being perfect childs of God. Instead, they're going to be, oh, that was a pro-recall person, or that was a con-recall person.
Mittman asked the candidates how they would work to ease the divisiveness.
I mean, I moved here to have my own spot in the woods, to mind my own business, and get away from politics. And then I saw the division happening, and I had to do something.
Sean Mady is running for assembly. He and the other candidates voiced a general desire to bring people together and move past the recall. Like Mady, Joni Wagner is a political newcomer. She is running for mayor.
I want to be the type of mayor that collaborates with everyone, not someone that points fingers and holds grudges.
Everyone agreed it was time to move on from the recall, but when it came to other issues facing the borough, opinion was more divided. For example, the question of whether the state should implement more stringent protections for the Chilkat River. The village of Klukwan applied to the state for what's known as Tier 3 water status. It would tighten regulation on discharges into the river that could degrade water quality. Here's incumbent Mayor Jan Hill.
I think the Tier 3 application is extreme, and I think that people don't understand some of the downsides of it.
Assembly candidates Diana Lapham and Brenda Josephson are also against Tier 3 protection for the Chilkat River. Here's Lapham.
I am concerned at the far-reaching impacts that it would have on this community and everyone that uses the Chilkat for fishing, hunting, recreating.
Mayoral challenger Wagner supports Tier 3 designation, as do Assembly hopefuls Mady.
Our water is our life.
And Michael Fullerton. Fullerton was unique in his response to a question about police service. Haines has agonized over what to do following the state's decision to close the local trooper post. One option is to expand the police department's jurisdiction borough-wide. That idea has been unpopular with outer borough residents, like those at the Mosquito Lake Forum. Fullerton said he knows it's a controversial idea, but he thinks it's the right thing to do.
You are by virtue of living out here, independent people that won't very rarely call 911. But when that happens, you need things to start working for you, and you need it to happen right now. So I'm a strong proponent, and I think it's irresponsible to put the brakes on that.
Unlike Fullerton, the other candidates favor taking a step back on this particular issue. They said the borough should not expand police service until more input is gathered and research is done. Josephson opposes broadening police service because she said the initiative has been government-driven.
There's no outcry from the people asking for this. And what I want is a responsive government. I want a strong public process where the people are given the right to speak. And I want the decisions to be made after input from the people have been considered.
The candidates will continue to address local issues at two more forums. KHNS and the Chilkat Valley News are hosting one on Monday, September 18th at 5:30 p.m. in the Chilkat Center. For that event, you can send questions for candidates to news@khns.org. The Chamber of Commerce is planning a forum on September 26th. Assembly contenders Stephanie Scott and Andrew Gray were absent from the Mosquito Lake event. You can listen to the full audio from the forum at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.